Alleluia, Christ is risen. Welcome to Holy Trinity, Headington Quarry, on this most special day of the church year, Easter Sunday. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station. My name is Laura Byron Scott, and I am the vicar here. Our preacher today is the Reverend Professor Rob Gilbert, Associate Priest at Holy Trinity, Professor of Biophysics in the Nuffield Department of Medicine, University of Oxford, and Fellow of Magdalen College, where his sermon was recorded. Today we remember the central miracle of our faith, that Jesus Christ is risen. We gather as a dispersed community, united in the hope this miracle brings us year by year. And so, with joyful hearts, we sing together, Jesus Christ is risen today. In this first part of our service, we light our brand new Easter candle and mark it with five nails representing the wounds of Christ. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to him and all ages. To him be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. By his holy and glorious wounds, may Christ our Lord guard us and keep us. Amen. May the light of Christ rising in glory banish all darkness from our hearts and minds. This is the day when our Lord Jesus Christ was raised gloriously from the dead, crushing the power of sin and destroying the sting of death. Throughout the world, Christians celebrate the mighty power of God as Christ calls us out of darkness to share in his marvellous light. May we and all Christ's people shine as lights in the world to the glory of God the Father. The light of Christ. Thanks be to God. We listen to a setting of the Gloria in Excelsis by the Renaissance composer Robert Cooper. Let us pray that we may reign with the risen Christ in glory. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him and will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. We sing our next hymn, The Day of Resurrection.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Mary went to the tomb on the morning of the first day of the week, there were no grounds for hope. She went simply out of love for her friend Jesus, who had died. We would do the same. We are like Mary. Human beings continue to love the people we love when they die, and we want to feel close to them and remember them as well as we can. But Mary had no grounds for hoping anything when she went to visit Jesus' tomb. Jesus had been recognized by those who followed him as someone who spoke the truth with wisdom and who helped them to better understand their own lives and who God is, that God is love, that God loves them, and that they should love one another. But we remember Jesus at all because today we are celebrating his resurrection, something unhoped for, something totally unexpected, something unimaginable, until it happened. You heard St. Peter said in a speech he gave in Caesarea that Jesus is someone about whom all the prophets testify. The prophets were hoping for something, but they weren't sure what form it would take. They were hoping for a renewed and better understanding of who God is and how we should live. But their hopes were for the kind of thing you only recognize when it happens. It is quite like making friends with people. It's only when friendship starts to happen that you recognize that someone can be your friend. In Jesus' own lifetime, people became his friends and his disciples because they recognized what they were looking for in him. But were they right? When he died, they thought they couldn't have been, so they hid themselves away, fearful. And it was under cover of darkness, so that she could not be observed, that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. When Jesus uses Mary's name, what he is doing is revealing himself as someone who is her friend. She finds it hard at first to recognize him, because now he has risen, he isn't just the man who died 2 days before, who she saw on the cross, but at the same time also the man who she first met, and the man who started his public ministry 3 years before, and the 12-year-old boy who went to the temple with his parents, and the baby in a manger. Risen life isn't a continuation of the old, it's the whole of a human life, remembered not by us, but by God, who remembers everything, who is closer to us than we are to ourselves, and who loves us completely. Risen life is the whole of ourselves loved and forgiven. But when Jesus uses Mary's name, then suddenly she can see past the bits of Jesus' life she wasn't a part of, to the relationship that they personally had. And she knows it's him. Mary's recognition of the risen Jesus, with the recognition of him by his other disciples and friends, is the start of a new way of understanding human life and all of creation. It is the critical point at which it is made clear that God loves everyone individually for themselves, for who they are, and that the meaning of every human life is to love, to be loving. It is the moment from which it becomes possible to reimagine the world as ordered by God's love, created free and for itself, to operate according to its own physical laws by God's love. It is this reimagining of nature as logical and independent that has made modern science possible. It is love that triumphs in the resurrection, God's love and the love of Jesus. At the moment the resurrection of Jesus is recognized, he uses the name of one of the people he loved personally, Mary. At the moment, people are wanting to be hopeful. The coronavirus pandemic is causing profound suffering around the whole world, and we are looking for signs of hope. Christians speak of resurrection hope, the belief and the hope that as Jesus rose from the dead, so will we, loved back into ourselves by God who remembers everything. But resurrection hope is present for us now, too, and gives us reason to be hopeful in our current situation. The medical science, the skilled care of doctors and nurses and paramedics, and the laboratory science, people in Oxford University and many other institutions in this country and others working on vaccines and drug discovery and better tests for infection. These are all tremendous signs of hope for us. Pragmatic, practical hope now and for the future. And the culture that gives us these signs of hope is, as I have said, a culture fundamentally shaped by belief in Jesus' resurrection. Jesus' ministry was among the poor and the bereaved and the sick and the disabled and the marginalized. As St. Peter says, he went about doing good. And this is one reason why all the prophets testify about Jesus, because this is where they saw true worship of God, in the care of the vulnerable and those in need, in the valuing of people for who they are in themselves, and recognition and honouring of their needs. The compassion and concern and determination to do their best for the people in their care, shown by paramedics and doctors and nurses and professional caregivers and carers of other kinds today, also comes from a culture fundamentally shaped by belief in Jesus' resurrection and that he was right to go around doing good and to value people for who they were in themselves. and in wider society, the measures being taken in this country and other countries to protect the vulnerable, to keep people safe, to safeguard the work of the NHS, are themselves shaped by a fundamental compassion for individuals and their safety and well-being, which Jesus taught and which has the power it does today because he rose from the dead. When Mary went to the tomb on the morning of the first day of the week, there were no grounds for hope. But we do have grounds for hope because of the responses being made by doctors and paramedics and nurses and medical and caregiving staff, because of the scientists working for long-term solutions, because of the support of industry, because of communities shielding and supporting the vulnerable, because of the national effort in which we are all engaged. For all these reasons and more, it is because Mary went to the tomb that we have reason to hope today. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for our fellowship in the household of faith with all who have been baptized in your name. Keep us faithful to our baptism, and so make us ready for that day when the whole creation shall be made perfect in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. In joy and hope, let us pray to the Lord. That our risen Saviour may fill us with the joy of his glorious and life-giving resurrection. That we may share this hope with others, even in this time of great fear. We pray to the Lord, hear our prayer. That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the good news of Easter. For an end to religious persecution of all kinds. We pray to the Lord, hear our prayer. That God may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. That we will continue to enable new forms of love and friendship among neighbours and communities at this time of crisis. We pray to the Lord, hear our prayer. That those who lack food, work, or shelter may receive the provision they need. For all who struggle to get food and medicine at this time, and for all those working to help them. We pray to the Lord, hear our prayer. That by the power of Christ, war and famine may cease through all the world. That the invisible enemy we now face may cause all nations to unite together in peace, and for nations with more resources to help those with fewer. We pray to the Lord, hear our prayer. That Christ may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, to comfort and strengthen them. For the healing work of all medical professionals, and for the presence of Christ with all who suffer from coronavirus. We pray to the Lord. Hear our prayer. That according to Christ's promises, all who have died may be raised to new life. We remember all those we love and see no more, and those who have died recently. We pray to the Lord. Hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as his death has recalled us to life, so his continual presence in us may raise us to eternal joy through Christ our Lord. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you. Our next hymn is Lord of the Dance, sung by the Dubliners. Do sing along if you can keep up.
I danced in the morning when the world was young. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees. They wouldn't dance, they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, James and John. They came with me, so the dance went on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped, they stripped, they hung me high. Left me there on the cross to die. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body, they thought I was gone. But I am the dance and the dance goes on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. They cut me down and I leapt up high. I am the life that will never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest, and make yourself known in the breaking of bread. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father. And on this day of our redemption, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Bring us at the last with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendour for which you have created us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." Lord, our hearts hunger for you. Give us this bread always. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Amen. We sing our final hymn, "Thine Be the Glory." God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. With the risen life of Christ within you, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Sunday Service.
Radio Charwell.